Today, the thought that is coming to me is about being one in spirit. I think that I tend to see spirit as one thing, myself as another. And as I read and reread the essays of Thomas Troward, I'm getting the message that this is not clear thinking. Each person needs to realize that his or her individuality is not something separate from spirit. It's more about clarifying one's awareness. Spirit and my spirit are one, like a drop of water is one in the ocean. Or the way I'm thinking about it is through the image of a spring of water. It's all the same water. The spring is an opening in the earth. My individuality is an opening in the earth. The water is one. The spring does not see itself as separate from other springs. It is the same water appearing in separate locations. I don't know why it is that I have a consciousness. Water simply is. It bubbles up from the great underground stream from which it comes. I'm not sure it has consciousness, but I am conscious. And I can create a separation through that consciousness. But what's coming to me today is that this is a wrong way of thinking. I need to simply clarify my awareness. My consciousness is one with the Christ consciousness. I simply need to let myself become aware that this is so. Confusion and muddiness only hide the truth that it is all only the still the same water, the same consciousness. I have the power to focus off of the swirling sediment in the water and to remember that I am water. And so I think that today I'm letting my mind settle. I'm choosing to remember that I am water. I am consciousness. And I can rest in that truth and let myself bubble up and flow. And so I release the tendency to want to see myself as separate. I am one with Christ consciousness. I wonder how that feels. I choose to let this truth restore itself to my awareness today. I am bubbly, clear, limpid, alive, and life-giving. I'm liveliness. Just as the clear, limpid water of a spring is lively and enlivening. Now that feels great. Feels like it's great food for my soul. I'm reminded, taste and see that the Lord is good. This message is brought to you by one who is tasting goodness in this moment. I am liveliness bubbling along. Blessings and peace.